Hi, I'm Dr. Lynn Wagner.
And I'm James Lohmiller. In the chaos of today, sometimes it's hard to really know who you are and what you want to be.
Join us, the doctor
and the stylist,
as we come together from very different worlds to guide you towards a life of authenticity and true health.
Let's go.
You want to start it? You want to do welcome?
I would love to. Happy fall.
Happy fall.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
It is great to be back. It's been almost a month.
Oh, that's pathetic.
Since the last one. Yeah, pretty wild.
But pretty wild.
We have received some incredible feedback.
Amazing.
From
Thank
you, guys.
You so much.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. It's awesome. We're in the middle of fall. There's a lot coming up next week. I think we know what we're talking about.
We know what we're talking about.
But we don't need to talk about that today.
Well, I thought this was going to be an election issue.
Oh, my God.
Just kidding.
Oh, my God.
Just kidding.
No, it's intense right now.
We will not be talking about the election.
But it's always intense, right?
It is.
For the most part.
Yes.
This is just another thing to be intense about.
I'm going to just do a little tangent. So this is not the topic of our podcast today, but what I've been thinking recently is that whenever I get really anxious about what's going on, I finally realized that no matter how intense things are in my life, anything can cause anxiety.
Yeah, anything.
It just is how I look at it.
Right.
And so finally I was like, you know what? Nothing should cause me anxiety anymore. That's the one cool thing that's been happening.
Yeah, you know, in talking to friends and family and everything that they're feeling right now, I said, how is this different from any other way that you could be? Anything could be a trigger.
Right. Anything.
Right. And big or small.
It has to do with how you react to the triggers. So, I've experienced that in my life where I've had some really minor things happen and it'll set me into a tailspin. Right. And then I look back at it a day later and go, oh my gosh, what was I so worked up about? And I'm getting better with that as I get older, obviously. But, you know, the sooner you can learn that, the better for sure.
Yeah. No question.
And that has to do with back history and trauma and stuff like that. So anyway, but like I wanted to say thank you to all the people that have sent us messages. I had a really nice personal message this week. Someone that I knew from my childhood who, you know, said that he could see how childhood stuff was coming out in today's episode. I just thought, so thank you for that. Thank you for everyone else who's just given us positive feedback. But it is nice when we get ideas. So use the Doc and James Show at gmail.com. So it's DOC and James Show at gmail.com. And you can send us questions, comments, feedback that will help us fine tune and hone in on the process.
Yep. And we will update you guys through Instagram and Twitter at Doc and James Show. So that's exciting. We're getting that moving.
Yeah. So follow us there as well.
Good.
So
what are we talking about today?
What are we talking about today?
What's the topic?
Well, I'd like to talk about the state of flow.
The state of flow. Now that could mean a few things.
Yes.
Which kind of flow are you talking about?
So when I'm talking about the state of flow in today's podcast, it's something that I became aware of maybe 10 years ago. And it's a state of being when you're kind of in that zone and everything else falls away. You're not overthinking anything, but you're just doing things very naturally and it feels really, really good. Mm. And I've noticed in my life that everything I do is kind of methodical and I'm doing it in a way to get myself into that state of flow.
Yes.
Because when you're in a state of flow, it's when you're using all of your faculties optimally and you're performing really well and you're giving back to the world exactly what you're meant to give to the world. So that's the whole point of it is I truly believe that we all have a purpose. We have a mission. We have things that we can give to this world. And right now more than ever, we need to share our talents and we need to give to the world. And you can live a life that takes you away from being that way and distracts you, or you can live a life that optimizes you and gives you the energy to do everything to the best of your ability. And it's different for everyone.
Right. Is it easy to get into a state of flow?
I would say it depends on many things. It depends on how old you are. So I think as a child, I think children are kind of naturally in a state of flow a lot.
All the time.
All the time,
hopefully.
Right?
Yes.
How cool is that? And then as you get older and you start to have baggage and things happen to you and you get more responsibilities, financial and you know, job and kids and all that kind of stuff, or you develop habits like, you know, drinking or drugs or whatever, things can pull you out of that state of flow. So I think it's harder the older you get.
Got
and,
it.
And harder the more baggage you have and more resistance you have. Does that make sense?
It does. What, so we were talking before the podcast here, and where I think a lot of people may be in a state of flow and they don't know it.
Yes.
Like for me, it's totally subconscious.
So I would, yeah. So why don't you, what would you describe your state of flow as looking like? Cause yeah, that's, I think it's different for everyone.
Yeah. But just in talk, you know, you want to be, when you have something important, on your plate or on your calendar, you kind of amp yourself up. You're looking forward to it. Right. So for me, it is making sure that I get good sleep. It's making sure I don't overdo anything, food, drink, whatever it may be. Then to get me in that place, to get me in the zone, I'm just cranking tunes.
Yeah.
And it really makes me feel good. It could be something totally new, something that I've heard a million times, but it just takes me there.
So you're talking about how to get into the state of flow. I want you to tell me what you, looking back in your life, what are your things that you're doing that you're flowing in? Like I know it's your design.
Yeah.
So tell me exactly what that is and what you're doing.
Not too many things get me more excited than learning about new people in design, what's going on, trends, all of it. It could be clothing. It could be interiors. It could be music, because I pull from so many different places to influence me. So that's certainly a place where I get real excited. Now, can I be there and sustain that at all times? No, it's not my reality. That is, if I could someday be there more often than not, amazing.
Yeah. And so what I was trying to show people is that, like, it's gonna be different for everyone. So for me, my state of flow is when I'm optimally set up to be there. And for me, it's writing and creating. So it's actually like putting together either a social media post or writing a blog or coming up with a cool solution for one of my patients' problems, where kind of like all my brain cells are clicking into place. My creative right-sided brain is clicking into that and creating a product that will give a message to someone that will help them change. So that's, for me, a really nice state of flow. For some people, it's performing, you know, like, so for musicians, vocalists, people who are in the symphony, that's another state of flow. When they're playing their music, they're not thinking, they're just doing, and it feels really, really right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For some people, it's being athletic, you know, athletes. Think about people who are in their zone in athletics and are optimally performing. Like, it's a beautiful thing. And you know they're not cerebral about it. It's just a natural state of being.
It's a pretty good flow right there.
Right?
Yes. Yes, for sure.
Yeah. So that's what I'm talking about. And so you don't have to be a famous person or a musician or a creative blogger, fashion guru to be in your state of flow. Like, you can be a mom and be in your state of flow. Like, if your state of flow is caring for your children and baking cookies and making them feel nurtured and wonderful, amazing. Mm-hmm. It's just how often do you get there, and what else can you do in your life to allow yourself to be in that state more often?
Right.
Right?
Yes.
So one of the concepts that I thought was cool, and I was doing a little bit of research about doing this podcast, is one of the things that they say is when you're in your state of flow, your ego falls away. So ego is a word that I didn't really know much about up until maybe like 5-10 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh boy.
What do you think of ego?
Oh, I have one. I think a lot of people do.
Yeah.
I certainly do. And it can be disruptive, for sure. It gets in the way when it doesn't need to. The ego falling away is a wonderful way to put it, if you can make that happen.
Yeah. So, and what I, you know, I always thought ego was more of like a conceited, you thought a lot of yourself kind of thing, but I realized it's actually just, you know, being too much in your head and overthinking and not being in your heart. So it's almost like a head versus a heart thing. And so, so my interpretation of the definition is that, when your ego falls away, you're really living from your heart, and you're living from a place of love, and you're living very naturally and spontaneously without worrying about what everyone's thinking about you and doing things for, you're not doing things for an outcome. You're doing things just because that's the way they should be done. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's kind of a cool concept.
No, it is. It's beautiful. And, And clearly not enough people do it.
No. And that's where I think I wanted to talk about flow in this podcast is because, you know, I wanted people to think about it and ask themselves if they feel like they're ever in a state of flow. And if not, what could we do to get you there more often? And then it's not as hard. You know what I mean? So, you know, we spent some time talking about what it is, and I hope that helps you understand what it is. If not, just send us a message at docandjamesshow@gmail.com.
Yes, good plug.
But otherwise, you know, maybe we talk a little bit about how can you set yourself up optimally to get into that state of flow.
Yes. Yeah, I think that would help a lot of people.
And so that can be really complex, right? So you have to ask yourself, do I understand what flow is? Check yes or no. If you don't, read about it. Number two, go ahead.
No, I think it's good you having done the research and you knowing what do you do specifically to get into the flow. I think that'll help a lot of people.
Right. So that's perfect. So I was going to say the next thing would be if you know what it is to be in a state of flow and you're like, oh yeah, I really like how that feels. I'm going to do that more often. Then you can actually design your life to the best of your ability to optimize your potential to get into that state of flow. Right. And so what I do, and it's different depending on the season, it's depending on the year of my life, what's going on in my life, but very consistently, I'm super methodical. And people who know me know that I go to bed at a certain time. Mm-hmm. That's well known. I am methodical about light exposure and noise and those kind of things, like in the evening hours. And that has to do with your circadian rhythm and kind of calming your body down to get optimal sleep. I'm really regimented about what I eat. So, you know, how many vegetables I get and having my green smoothie every day. Really, really regimented about that. I'm really careful with I love exercising for sure. You know, for me, it's really hard for me to be in a state of flow if I haven't had a good sweat that day. So those are some of the things I do. Other things I can do that don't happen as often is, you know, sometimes being with certain people, loved ones, friends who stimulate, you know, I would say you bring out good flow state in me. You know, just having that dialogue with someone who can stimulate your brain and you can talk about fun things. You know, I'm lucky to have, being married to someone who does that. My kids do that with me.
Sometimes
they set me the other direction. For sure. I would say traveling, culture, you know, art, music for sure. I mean, music, yeah. I was thinking about, and then I'll stop talking because I'm going on a big tangent.
No, but, it's great.
I posted this Paul Simon song on Facebook earlier this week that it was from my childhood. And I just remembered.
Which song?
Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes.
Oh, it's a great song.
And it was a live version of him singing
that's
it
off
with
of
all
Graceland. Yes.
It was amazing.
It's a great album.
It made me remember how when I was younger and I'd listen to the Paul Simon songs, it was like an instant state of flow. And there's another one on his Rhythm of the Saints album that does the same thing because it's really cultural and it's got deep, rich stuff going on.
That's cool.
It was like instant flow.
No, because it's, you know, a lot of the things that you're describing, it could almost sound like a routine, right?
Yes.
You have a daily routine that you like to stick to.
I do.
But when you're talking about getting into flow, like you just did, that spark, that thing that sets it off to want you to get to that place.
Yes. And then when you get to that place, things just happen. You know, like they talk about performers when they're performing and they get to the place where they're not even thinking about what they're performing. It's just like directly channeled. Like it's a channeled talent. You know what I mean?
It's the zone.
It's the zone. And it's so cool. It's absolutely amazing. And the other important part about it is that I keep talking about how I'm regimented and I'm methodical, mm-hmm. but you have to also be spontaneous and be willing to let go of the constraints of what you think it needs to look like to get there.
Are you good at that?
No.
I was going to say, cause that doesn't sound like you at all.
My biggest challenge.
So, all right. You want to be there sometimes. I mean, that's spontaneity, right?
Yes.
So how do you try to choose or decide to be spontaneous in that moment? Or to let, you know what? I'm not going to bed at 9 o'clock tonight.
Right, right.
I'm going to stay up. I'm going to have another glass of wine.
Right.
Or, yeah. So what, I mean, if you're in the zone.
Can you see me clenching my teeth and shifting around uncomfortably right now?
I can. Yeah. Yes.
Sweating.
But it's certainly not like you've you're not this crazy regimented person.
No,
and
no.
Getting into the flow isn't shouldn't be the scary thing.
No, but I literally have to be like make decisions where when someone asks me to do something or to stay up late or whatever, and I get that uncomfortable feeling and I start to get the itch, like, okay, this doesn't feel right. I don't like this. I have to really talk myself down and be like, you know what? Sometimes it's good to get off track a little bit and do things a little differently.
Because the sun will rise tomorrow.
Right, right. And so you have to learn, you have to not be so, you cannot be controlling about it. You can't be, you know, controlling about it.
So your flow is going to be different than mine.
Absolutely.
Is going to be different than anyone, right?
Yes.
So it's wide ranging. Let's say.
Yes.
There's certain elements to it that you should have a flow, right? But everyone's different.
Right, right. So I think, you know, the elements that everyone should have when they're in a state of flow is that you're not overthinking it. It feels very natural. You're not worried about what everyone's thinking about. You're just being authentic and your true self, and you're sharing your gifts, basically, right? That's going to be the same consistent thing for everyone. What's not going to be consistent is what you're actually doing in that state of flow. Because like I said, you could be a musician, you could be a mom, you could be a designer, a doctor, you know? And then also what's going to be different is how you get there. There's going to be some similarities that everyone should do to get there. And then there's going to be some that are totally different.
Right.
And the other thing I want to talk about, and I should ask you a question on this, is like, you know, we have to talk about what gets you out of the state of flow and blocks you from being in flow.
Damn.
What do you think that is?
Oh. Anything?
Anything?
I mean, job, kids, society, what's going on in the world, the weather, literally anything.
So what is it about all those things that, what's in common with all those things? You're probably not going to read my mind here, but. Maybe.
I guess I would go to that you don't have control of many of those things, but
I didn't think of that. I would say how you react to it.
Okay.
Is because bad stuff can happen every day, yeah. Depending on how you look at it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. For some people, they don't like to be hot. So when they wake up and the sun's out and it's hot out, they're like, this is a terrible day. Some people don't like clouds. So when they wake up and it's cloudy, they say, this is a terrible day. It's cloudy. What's the consistency there? It's our perception of what's actually happening. So that's what I'm trying to get at is that, you know, right now when we're in a pandemic and we have this crazy election coming up and people are losing their jobs and people are financially burdened, someone might argue and say, hey, there's no way in hell I'm going to be in a state of flow right now. There's just way too much going on. And what I would like to say is this is where we need to dig deep and realize that don't sweat the small stuff and there is no big stuff.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So like if you're trying to get into a state of flow or let's not even call it flow anymore. Let's just saying trying to be in the zone and being productive and feeling good. Consistently ask yourself, like, what am I telling myself about the events that are happening around me? What are the words I'm telling myself? How am I painting this picture in my head? And could I paint it a different way? I mean, I took care of a patient this week who, with everything that's going on in her life, she should be suicidal. Mm. You know what I'm saying? And that's a really dramatic way of saying it.
Sure.
But sometimes I look at people and I look at what they're dealing with and how they're waking up and they're painting a rose-colored picture and they're thriving and surviving and still giving back to society. And I say, you know what? If they can do it, every single one of us can. And you can get in flow.
Strong.
You know?
Yeah. Are you in a state of flow right now?
Yep.
Why?
Because
you love this shit.
I love this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's so cool. Like that's why I love like, one thing I was going to bring up before is, you know, when I'm also very regimented about the things I do to get my body ready to be in a state of flow, I also have these things called creative days, or I block off, you know, 2-3 hours, several days a week where people know, like, don't expect me to answer you. And when I say people, I mean people like at my workplace, mm-hmm. like people who normally would just text me and I'd get right back to them. I'm like, I won't be getting back to you. I will have my notifications turned off. I will be reading only positive things and researching and So, but it's like a free space. It's like a free creative space. I don't know if that makes sense.
Totally does. Yeah.
So, like right now I feel like that way. And I let myself get there at least once a week, unless work is really, really crazy. Or if something's happening in my life that obviously, if, you know, kid stuff takes me away from it, I'm not going to,
you know, it's funny you say that, 'cause I do that at night. And
yeah, tell me what that looks like.
So I'm an early riser. So typically I'm in bed early.
Mm-hmm.
And before I fall asleep, it's so funny you say that, because I'm always reading about things or researching things that make me happy.
Yes.
That make me look forward to tomorrow, I guess. Is that right?
Yeah.
I
mean, so yeah, what are the magazines or what are the articles you're reading?
Yeah, no, exactly. So I go on these crazy deep Wikipedia dives because I'm an information junkie.
Yep.
And so it's like that 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. I'll click here and then it leads me here and then I go here and then it all comes back somehow.
Yes.
But I do it. I can't stop.
And then
I want to know more.
And then you're humming a little bit, right?
Yeah, for sure.
You're buzzing. Your body's just kind of electric.
Like I did. How did I not know that? Or I discovering new things. And it's so terribly exciting.
Isn't it cool?
Yes. So I do that before I sleep.
Right. So it's different for everyone.
Yeah. And it's great.
I have to do it between 10 and noon or 9 and noon.
Mm.
So it's different for everyone.
Yeah.
And it's based on your hormones. It's based on what your life is like at that time. There's all sorts of factors. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it so much.
Yeah. I guess I'm in a state of flow more than I know.
You are, for sure. And I remember this before you started working at doing the Door project and you had a little bit of time off, you were in the state of flow quite a bit.
I was. Yeah, it felt really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think the last thing I want to talk about is, if you're listening to this and you are wondering, God, that state of flow sounds cool, and you remember a time, like think back to your childhood or your adolescence, think back to the time of your life when things were really good. And for some people, that's grade school. For some people, it's high school, maybe college, maybe whatever portion of your young adult life or young childhood life was really epic. And think about what stuff you used to do and think about how you used to feel when you were doing it, right?
Yeah.
And realize that you are still capable of being that way, but you may have just become burdened with things that have prevented you from getting there.
It's, and for me, a perfect example, music takes me there.
Yeah. Same.
When I hear a song that takes me back to that place where I was, like, I can picture where I was when I heard it. And I was like, damn, that was great. I remember that felt so good.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
That's not just nostalgia. That's flow.
That is.
My stepdaughter gave me a new Bon Iver vinyl that I put on last night, and I was listening to it.
And you were in the flow.
Instantaneously. Because I was like, listen to those instrumentals, listen to his voice, listen to the depth and the texture and the, how cool is this? Right.
Were you sober?
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was amazing. And that, so I love that you bring that up, because some people, and some people will use drugs, alcohol, caffeine, substances to try to get themselves into that state of flow. And I'm not saying that's wrong, because I think a little bit can get you there, especially in the case of caffeine. Like I use caffeine on a daily basis, right? Like right here.
Yeah. I need more
to get me there. And I think that's a useful way to use pharmacology, caffeinate yourself. A lot of us do it every day. But you also have to be careful. Like there's a tipping point, and I know my tipping point. Like sometimes if I'll have, this happened to me earlier this week, 'cause I had to get something done, a project done. So I was up super, super early, and I had 3 big mugs of coffee, which is equivalent to probably 6 cups. And all of a sudden I was like, this doesn't,
crazy Lynn,
doesn't
crazy
good.
Doc.
I'm like, this does not feel good anymore. Yeah. I went from productive flow to anxious, and just, I had to actually go for a run to like burn off some of that excessive energy. So just remember that too. So take home points, I think, is understand the concept, assess your own self and think, okay, am I doing this now? Am I getting to the state of flow? If not, think back to your childhood or younger years when you could do it. 'Cause every single one of us has been in a state of flow at some point in time, no matter what our life is like. And then try to say, okay, how can I bring this to my life now so that I can be optimally the person that I'm supposed to be? And remember that you always, I always start with lifestyle. So are you sleeping? Are you eating healthy? Are you exercising? Are you getting outside? Are you connecting with people? Are you nurturing your spirituality if that's important to you? Are you keeping the toxins out of your life, right? Have you dealt with your emotional baggage? Those are, you know, it's the lifestyle stuff. Like, start with that first, and then the sky is the limit.
To the moon.
To the moon. Awesome. Anything else you want to say? We always say you need to talk more, and then I just blabber.
No, it's great. I love it. No, it's wonderful. It's awesome. I think this is probably my favorite topic thus far.
Awesome.
Hands down. The
Excellent.
Flow is so important, especially now.
Especially now. Yeah. So everyone hang in there. It's a tough time. But
November 4th, it's a new world. And you know what? You want to start fresh and new. You can do it. It's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
No matter what happens.
Never a better time
than now.
Take
control.
Giddy up.